The following is a paid advertisement. The opinions, viewpoints, and promises made during the following program are not those of KHOW, its staff, management, or parent company, iHeartMedia Incorporated.
This show is a legal advertisement, and it is intended to provide general information only. It is not intended to provide specific legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. You should not rely on general legal information instead of specific legal advice regarding your specific circumstances. Follow-up contact does not create an attorney-client relationship and does not constitute legal advice.
Time now for the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Heard weekly on stations all over Colorado. Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are Colorado injury attorneys. But for the next hour, they'll answer questions and provide advice on any legal matter, including wills, real estate, bankruptcy, contracts, and more. Call in now. 303-713-8255. That's 303-713-8255. And now, here are your hosts, live in the studio, Gary Bell and Brad Pollock.
I had a friend was a big baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speedball by you, make you look like...
Good morning, Colorado. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We're injury attorneys, but this show is brought right here for you. 303-713-8255. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We have, as injury attorneys, we have written 10 books on 10 different injury subjects. They're all right there. They're free. You can download an e-copy free anytime you want. You can give us a call. We can give you a hard copy of any of our books for free. And let me ask you a question. Now, you know this is not a political show, right? We don't talk politics here. You got a lot of venues you can go rail against each other on all those political shows. This is going to sound like a political subject, but it's not. You'll see. Hang in there with me. Mr. Pollock's not here today. I'm flying solo with you, right? So, with that kind of quasi-disclaimer that this is not a political show, what do you think of freedom? What do you think of freedom of choice? Gary, that kind of sounds political. No, stick with me. What do you think about freedom of choice? What about your freedom, your own personal freedom? You like to be free? You like to have freedom, choice to choose your life, your goals, your activities, your friends, your place you live? You like those freedoms? I mean, there's a multitude of freedoms. We can write them on the board. We can write them on the blackboard. We could just keep on talking about them. But what if somebody took your freedom away from you? Improperly, illegally. So you no longer have the freedom to choose. You can't go running today. You can't go biking today. You can't live your life the way you want to. You can't enjoy your grandkids. You can't enjoy your children. You used to play with the children in the backyard, but you can't. What if somebody took your freedom away? What if I said I want to take your freedom away? I mean, I bet you would fight. Kind of sounds maybe a little drastic, maybe not, to the death. You'd fight for your freedom. You wouldn't let it happen. And I mean, people lose their freedom because they're criminals. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about somebody doing something improper and illegal to take your freedom away. You'd fight for it, right? Tell me you wouldn't. You go after it. You'd resist it extremely hard. You'd use every resource you had. Well, when you think about it, when you're in a car accident, motorcycle accident, bike accident, big rig accident, you can't do things anymore the way you used to. You can't enjoy your life. It's called, quality of life. We all love quality of life. work-life balance, all these words, all these semantics, but they mean something. And when those freedoms are taken away from you, you don't have the freedom to choose anymore. You don't have the freedom to choose your lifestyle. You don't have the freedom to enjoy a 30-minute television program because there's debilitating injuries and pain in your way. And that was taken from you, and nobody likes their stuff taken. That was taken from you improperly and illegally. Okay, tell me what you think the value of your freedom is. What's the value? I mean, you know where I'm headed. Come on. Not a political show, legal show. What's the value? Well, what dollar amount you put on it? Thinking about that. What's the dollar amount? If you just take your left arm and you lose the use of your left arm for 3 months, but it restores, what's the value of that? You lose the use of your right leg because of debilitating pain, radiculopathy, radiating pain, numbness, tingling. What's the value of that? What if you lose it for 6 months? How about a year? 5 years? How about permanently? Forever? Forever injuries. What's the value? So when you're in a car accident, that's what happens. Somebody improperly took your freedom away. Somebody improperly took your freedom of choice away. One of our greatest values we all hold dear to our life. We hold on dear to life anyway. One of the values we hold dear. You just lost it. You going to fight for it? How are you going to do that? And what do you think the insurance company for the at-fault party thinks about your loss of freedom of choice and your loss and your quality of life losses and your enjoyment of life losses and you can't work the way you used to and sometimes you have to give up your job. You have to go to a different situation or no situation. But they say it's expected. There's the key word. There's the operative word. It's expected with your type of injury you would have recovered by now. Really, I have injections in my neck. I have facet injections. I've got trigger point injections in other parts of my body. I've got radiating radiculopathy pain, numbness, tingling down my left lower extremity, left leg, right lower extremity, right leg. I have an atlantoaxial injury in my neck. Really? So, you only get one shot at this. You know where I'm headed. You better have a legal game plan. If you can't get your freedom back, you better have a legal game plan to be fully compensated for your loss of freedom. And what's it worth to you? Think about it. We don't want to think about it. I'm not going to think about it, Gary. I thought you were starting off on a political subject, so I just tuned you out anyway. No. I'm not going to let you do that. We're going to talk about that. You're not going to let somebody trample all over you and your freedom and your rights and your choices. You're not going to let them take improperly your freedom and your choice of freedom. You're not going to let it happen. Well, that's easy to say, sometimes hard to do, but that's what we do at Bell and Pollock. We've been doing it for over 40 years. And I'll bet you right now you just never had it, you never heard it framed that way. What you hear all the time are all these TV ads, come see me, we're the greatest, we this, we that, all this glitz and writs. How about getting rid of the glitz and writs? How about getting down to the basics of somebody and attorneys that understand freedom and understand these choices? And clearly understand how the insurance company is going to come after you. And clearly understand you need a legal game plan. How about that? Because freedom, when it's improperly taken away from you, the value of that is And I guess you'll tell me after the break. You're listening to Bell and Pollock. I'm Gary Bell. Mr. Pollock's not here today. We're rocking and rolling. We appreciate all of you listeners. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We are the champions of the people. We are your friends. We are the attorneys that give you a legal game plan. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Gary Bell. Mr. Pollock's not here today, but it's the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. And this show is for you, 303-713-8255. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We've been representing injured victims for over 45 years in this state. And we have a lot of experience, and you can put our experience to work for you. Our office number is 303-795-5900. But I'll tell you what, if you go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, there's a variety of ways to contact us. They're easy. There's easy forms. They're not long, drawn-out forms. They're easy forms you can fill out, and you'll have an attorney respond to you, answer your questions, right? You'll be talking to a licensed attorney, and it's not just a drive-by situation. I mean, we actually get into your situation, your life, what happened to you, and see if we can help you. And that's the way we do it, and that's what we've been doing for over 45 years. So, did you come up with a value? Did you come up with a number value, a money value? Somebody improperly, illegally took your freedom away. And, you know, it wasn't planned that way, but one of our commercials that I cut on the very same subject just played during the break, what's the value you place? If you were sitting on the jury, what's the value would you place? You know, and the defense and the insurance company says it's not worth that much. Right? So what is it going to be? All right, well, you know, we every weekend we have our one-hour-long Champions of the People Injury Show. It's 1 hour long on a different injury subject, and I mean we get down to it. We get down to the details. We teach you. We educate you. At Bell & Pollock, we educate and advocate. I mean, today we're on Part 37 of our Car Accident 101 series. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, on the homepage. Click on Car Accidents 101. And we're now on Part 37. And even though, yeah, I've said it before, even though it deals with car accidents, and it says Car Accidents 101, the things we're teaching you, the principles we're teaching you, apply to any type of trauma, any type of accident, big rig accident, bicycle accident, slip and fall, premises liability, right? In motorcycle accidents. Just because we call it car accident doesn't mean it doesn't apply to some other type of trauma, some other type of injury. It does. And our Champions of the People Injury Show today on KOA 10 to 11, every Saturday, 1 hour long, bingo, we're talking about injuries and bad faith insurance practices. Bad faith insurance practices. We get a lot of calls in our law firm saying the insurance company did this and did that and did this and did that. Is that bad faith? Do I have a claim? People are mad. You pay premiums for insurance coverage. Yes, you say, well, Gary, you know, the at-fault party insurance company, we don't pay any premium to them. That's true. And they don't owe you any duties or obligations, which is why we've preached for years, you do not talk to them. And you might have to talk to them for your car repair, but you have to do it in a certain way. You know, we can help you. We can guide you through that. We do it all the time. I've done it 3 times this week. We'll be glad to do it. You know, you need to know how to navigate the insurance injury maze. You need a legal game plan with adjustments in your favor. So I know you're thinking about that. So today, KOA, 1 hour long, 10 to 11, injuries and bad faith insurance practices. And welcome to all of our listeners. We got KHOW right here in Denver, KRDO in Colorado Springs every Saturday, KEZZ 94.1 FM in Steamboat Springs, and KRAI in Craig, Colorado, rock and roll. That's a big flamethrower. That's the vernacular in the business. So we're here for you. Let me ask you a question. Let me give you another example. You're injured in a car crash, and you go to the doctor, which you should do, And so you go to the doctor the next day. The first day you didn't go to the emergency room. You didn't take the ambulance. That's all okay. Insurance defense attorneys try to make that a big deal when they're taking your deposition. Well, you didn't go to the you didn't go by ambulance, no. You didn't use the EMTs, no. You didn't go to the emergency room, did you? No. But I went to the doctor the next day. So the doctor the next day, your own PCP, for crying out loud, the one who cares about you, right? She says, well, where do you hurt? And your neck hurts and your back hurts, but your low back really hurts more than anything else. So you don't mention your neck. And you say the following. Well, my low back is really killing me. You know, like never before. I mean, it's really, really killing me. So she does an examination and she asks you, what's the pain level? Right? Five. And you say 5 out of 10. And so then you make the mistake. I'm not calling Bell and Pollock. You make the mistake of talking to the insurance company for the at-fault party, and they want to take a statement of your injuries. My goodness gracious, come on. Call us. There has to be some controls. There has to be some rules. There has to be some parameters for you, your injury claim. So they say, we want to take a statement. Oh, well, you go, okay, because you didn't talk to Bell and Pollock. You didn't listen to what we had to say. And they say, well, tell us about your injuries. And you say, well, I've got low back pain. And they took the statement the next day. I've got low back pain. Well, what is the pain level? What is 5 out of 10? That's the same thing you told the doctor. But you didn't mention your neck to the doctor because you didn't think it was important at the time. It still hurt. But your back hurt more. Now, in about a week, you've got severe back pain. It's an 8 out of 10. You've got radiating pain going down your right leg. You got numbness and tingling. It won't stop. It's burning. It feels like pins and needles. So here's the way it goes at trial with these insurance companies and their lawyers. You ready? Fast forward. You filed a claim. They wouldn't pay you. Had to go to trial, which they blame on you. They call you greedy. They call plaintiff's attorneys greedy. They won't pay you, so you have to sue them, but you're greedy. So you get to trial, and here's how the defense lawyer says to the jury. We took Mrs. Smith's statement 2 days after this accident. She said she went to her doctor. She said she had low back pain. She didn't mention anything about her neck pain. She said she had low back pain, and the pain level was 5 out of 10. And that's all she said. That's all Mrs. Smith over here in the courtroom right here said. She didn't mention any neck pain. She didn't mention radiating pain. She didn't mention numbness and tingling down her right leg. She said she had low back pain, and it was 5 out of 10. And now, and then, since then, their story's changed. It, ladies and gentlemen, it didn't onset for 4 more days. The radiating pain wasn't there, but now it is. And it is an 8 out of 10. And it might need surgery. It might need a discectomy. It might need decompression surgery. It might need a fusion surgery. That's not immediately determinable in all cases. Did you see how the insurance company and their lawyers just made you look like a liar? I'll go over it really briefly one more time. She went to the doctor. This is their argument to the jury. Ladies and gentlemen, this person right over here, Mrs. Smith, the injured one, they got rear-ended at 45 miles an hour while she was stopped. She told her doctor the day after the accident, 5 out of 10, low back only. Nothing about the neck, nothing about the right leg. Now, in this courtroom, and they failed to mention that you had the pain 3 days later. Now, in this courtroom, she's trying to say she has right leg pain, numbness, tingling. She never mentioned that to the doctor on the day she went to the doctor after the accident, the first day after the accident. She never mentioned it. If you don't think you don't need a game plan after what you just heard, if you don't think you don't need to know the ins and outs, if you don't think you don't need to know how to navigate the insurance maze and the insurance traps, then you just call me and I'll explain it to you further. You need a legal game plan. We trademark protected the concept of legal game plan. We wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. It's on our website, championsofthepeople.com. We do it to educate you and to advocate for you. Because, you know, you reach a point, a certain point in a case where when you don't have a game plan and you don't follow a game plan and you just sign up the paperwork and you don't hear from your attorney for months, you're falling into a trap. And that's how the insurance companies do it, and they wait. And did you hear their argument at trial? Did you just hear their argument at trial? All right, Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are champions of the people. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. We are part 37 of Car Accidents 101. We welcome all of our listeners, and we are here for you, Bell and Pollack. We'll be right back. All right, here we go. Grab your legal bagel, your legal coffee. Right, we're going to talk about Caitlin's restaurant, his incredible restaurant. She's got all kinds of variety of foods. You know, it's breakfast, lunch, and they serve it. You can have breakfast at noon. You can have a cheeseburger at 6:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. You know, and when you look at their food selections, and when you go, we talk about it all the time, carne asada, carne adobada. It's really great. Homemade red chili sauce, homemade green chili sauce, homemade pancake batter. We talk about it. You've heard us, thick sliced premium bacon down there. But they also have incredible sandwiches. I mean, turkey sandwiches, they got a half sandwich, cup of soup. I mean, and if you want something healthy, they got all kinds of salads. Just go to their website, Caitlin's Restaurant online, and check it out. But I mean, they also have a veggie delight. They have fresh turkey sandwiches, homemade potato chips, and I'm going to tell you something. Their green chili cheese fries are to die for. Green chili cheese fries. I don't know, it's kind of a weird comparison. I don't know what's better, the homemade pancake batter, which he won't give me the recipe, or the green chili cheese fries. Two different moods, two different events, but still, Caitlin's Restaurant, they're located at 4379 East Mississippi Avenue, Denver, Colorado. You know, it's just a little east there on Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. It's pretty close to all the sporting centers, events, and they've even got some rugby players over there from time to time. That's a sight to see. Anyway, they got great food, great hospitality. You can order online, or you can just drop by and pick it up, or you can just walk in the restaurant and sit down and have a fantastic meal. Okay, that's Caitlin's Restaurant. Okay, today we're talking about Car Accidents 101, Part 37. You know, and you can go to our website. We've said it many times. And if you don't have time to call Bell and Pollack, have an accident, which we think you should. I mean, you should get a game plan. It's enlightening when somebody spends enough time with you to educate you and to teach you what's coming up. Here's what's going to happen in the next week. Here's what you're going to see and expect in the next month. Here's what you're going to do and see and expect from the insurance company. So here's what you do. Do you understand now? Yes. Do you understand what you can and can't do? Yes. And you know you're not going to sign a release for all your medical records to the at-fault party's insurance company. We already covered that, right? I mean, one day, I don't know where I got the idea, so, you know, raise your right hand, promise and swear after me. Right? Aye, state your name. Got your hand raised? Aye, state your name. Swear and affirm to Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, and Bell and Pollack Law Firm that I will never sign a release to the insurance company for the at-fault party. I will never give them my medical records without first getting a legal game plan. I will follow the law in Colorado, which is Alcon versus Spicer, as to how to handle medical records, and I will understand it first. I will never give them a statement on anything except maybe the car. So, are we good? We know what to do? And look, we try to make it so easy. If you go to our website, truly, championsofthepeople.com, on the homepage, right there on the homepage, there's some buttons. One is Car Accidents 101, but also there's a button to listen to our 30-minute show of what you need to know before your very first phone call to the adjuster after an accident. This is an intimidating time. You don't know all the rules. You know, I don't know all the rules to dentistry, but I go to my dentist. You don't know all the rules, but you need to know the rules. And you can listen to that 30-minute show. It's right there for you. That's why we did it. And if you don't have time for the 30-minute show, come on, guys. I'm busy. I got to go. I lost my freedom, but I got to go. I'm going to lose some more freedom, but I got to go. Then just hit the other button, and it's a quick printable PDF, downloadable PDF checklist, a checklist on what you can do with the insurance adjuster and what you don't have to do, what you do have to do. So there's a checklist. And of course, it's a checklist. It's not all inclusive, but it's there for you. Free. Hello. Free. And we want you to be protected. We want you to understand the playing field of the game. And you understand the rules, you're going to come out better in the end. If you've really had your freedom taken away from you, and they are what we call, the law calls them permanent injuries, and we call them forever injuries. Forever injuries. If you're really going to have that affects you, then know the rules at the beginning. And do not assume, I can't tell you how many times I've said this to people. They say, well, you know, I don't really know if I want to file a claim, Gary. Okay, fine. I'm not the kind of person that sues all the time. Fine. Most of our clients aren't. But when you get it pushed in your face and you get backed down and you get denied, hello, claim denied, bingo, or claim reduced, or claim reduced to nothing, or next to nothing. Then you realize the rules. I can't tell you what I'm about to tell you is so important. So important. If you never file a claim, sometimes you don't make this decision to file a claim for 2 months, 1 month, 6 months. Because you think, like everybody else thinks, that, well, this is going to go away. It's transient back pain. Surely, it's going to solve itself. I mean, really? I think so. I want to get back to my normal life. I don't want my freedom taken away from me. So here it is. If you never file a claim, or if you file a claim in 6 months, or if you file a claim in 3 months, you must take the critical steps at the very beginning in case you want to file a claim in 3 months, 2 months, 6 months, or you have to file the claim because they won't honor it. If you have to file the claim and you didn't take the proper steps in the beginning, your chances are severely reduced, if not eliminated on some counts, some points in total. Am I making sense to you? Are we getting there? We got it? So if you want to know how to take the proper steps, you contact Bell and Pollock. If you want to know how to take the proper steps in the beginning, whether or not you file a claim, you have a legal game plan. A legal game plan. Meaning a strategy, meaning you understand what to do. You understand how it works. You understand the insurance company, how they work, what they can do, and when they're overstepping their bounds with you. And you can tell them no. And by the way, when you go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and by the way, when you click on that button about, you know, what do I need to know about the adjuster before I ever make the first phone call, and usually they call you, and it's a surprise call, and you're caught off guard, and then you don't really know what to do, and they kind of make you feel obligated. Well, wait a minute, Gary, how's that? How does that work? Well, this is not your world. You're not trained in this world. And they say, you know, I need to ask you some questions. And you're thinking, I don't really know if I should answer these questions. But the point is, you don't know. What questions can they ask you and what they can't ask you? And then they say to you, well, you know, listen, if you're not going to answer my questions, I can't help you if you don't help me. I can't even pay for your car unless you help me. You know, help me help you. Really? Well, you need to know the rules. And when you do it properly, when you take the proper, legitimate steps in the beginning, and then you find out in 2 months that you've got forever injuries, then you can do something about it. And I've told people before, if you don't take the proper steps in the beginning, and it's serious enough, and you get down the road and you want to make a claim, you can stand on your head. We could all in this room stand on our head and scream because they're going to either not pay you or reduce your payment substantially because you didn't take the proper steps, because they're going to say something like, you didn't go to the doctor. You didn't go to the doctor on time. You went to the wrong kind of doctor. You didn't mention anything about your neck. Remember the previous example 10 minutes ago? You just mentioned your low back. But I did have neck pain. Well, you didn't tell the doctor. You didn't put it in the records. It's not in the records. That's how that goes. So you want to be protected. It's pretty simple with Bell and Pollock. You get a game plan. You get a strategy. You understand the steps. It's pretty simple. We're there for you. You can come visit with us. You know, all attorneys say, hey, you know, we get a free initial consultation. Sure, of course. Absolutely. At Bell and Pollock, you get a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. What you need to do. You know, some people call us on the phone. Say, I've been injured in an accident. I'm not exactly sure. Those are key words right there. I'm not exactly sure. So, you know, what should I be doing? We talk. Wouldn't it be refreshing to know what you need to do in the next day, the next 4 days, the next week and a half, feel comfortable that you're doing the right thing for you and your family, and you're not just guessing? And here's something I just can't figure out. You know all this. We preach it for years, over 45 years. We preach it. And somehow I still talk to people, and I don't exactly know why this exists, but some people are afraid to talk to an attorney. I don't know if they think they're going to get charged. I don't know if they think it's going to be not going to happen, or they're not going to really help anyway. But you need to throw that notion out the window, and you need to give Bell and Pollock a call, because it will be a different experience for you. All right, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Mr. Pollock's not here today. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We're rocking and rolling here. It's legal rock and roll time. We'll be right back. All right, here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Mr. Pollock's not here today. I'm flying solo. That was the Eagles music. I love listening to the Eagles music. And, you know, There's a story I heard one time about how they wrote that song, Lion Eyes, and it's kind of an incredible story. I'm not going to tell it on the air, but I've laughed about that for a long time. And like most musicians, something happens in their life, doesn't happen, whatever, and then they get the idea and motivation for a song, and then they start, they write the lyrics, etc. So look up how they came to the idea of Lion Eyes, and it's a great story. Okay, we're talking about car accidents 101 part 37 today. Have you ever been through this situation? And you have a car accident. Maybe somebody rear ends you. They get out, and they say, you know, come on, don't call the police, please. Don't call the police. We can resolve this. I have really, really, really good insurance. Great insurance. So we don't need to call the police. And, you know, they'll pay you for everything. You know, I know this was my fault. I'm sorry. And I hope you're going to be okay, and you get some medical treatment. But I've got a good insurance for you. And here's my insurance card. Here's the insurance company. So we exchange insurance information. So please do not call the police. And so you don't. So what happens? the at-fault party calls her insurance company up and says it was your fault. And that's less believable, still there, less believable in a rear-end accident. But when you have an intersection accident, a red light running the red light, overtaking accident, left-hand turn accident, right-hand turn accident, then they call up, and if the police had come, they would have determined fault. They would have probably written a ticket. There's a whole nother show on tickets, but whatever. They probably would have written a ticket to the at fault. And so, you know, there's statutes in this state on tickets, so I'm not going to go into those. But what I am going to tell you is when they call up their insurance company and say it was not my fault, when they told you it clearly was, when they told you they had great insurance, their story changed. And if you don't call the police, there's nothing you can do about it on paper. There's things you can do about it, but it's the hard way and sometimes the impossible way. It's the long way around the ranch. When it would have been easily solvable by calling the police. And they say, I got to go. I've got this. I've got this obligation. It's my fault. I'm so sorry. Do not, please don't call the police. Please. And so you get to talk right into it. And then they call their insurance company up and blame you. What do you got to prove? How are you going to prove it? What's going to happen? Well, you got a horse race on your hands and a mess just because you didn't call the police. And, you know, sometimes people say they call the police and they can't be there for an hour. Well, okay, you're going to wait. Wait. You know, and what kind of drives me crazy is when you have an accident, people are witnessing the accident, but they just keep on going. They keep on driving. Rarely, but sometimes. Rarely does anybody stop to help. I was following a young lady on Colorado Boulevard, I-25, approaching I-25, and this 18-wheeler pulled in front of her to get onto the interstate 25, and I was right behind her and her car. She had nothing she could do. She ran right into it. You know, when your car hits the back end of a trailer, it's pretty devastating to everything, your property, your car, you. And so I got out to try to give her some advice, help her, maybe call EMT. She didn't want them. And I said to myself, I'm just going to stay right here. I'm going to be a witness. Whatever it takes, I had to make some calls for appointments. Change them, cancel them. And they said the police wouldn't be there for about an hour and a half. So I waited. She waited. The truck driver was all mad. He had stuff to do. You know, well, if you go, it's going to be a hit and run. So I waited. I gave my statement to the police. And I promise you, as the day is long, the trucker blamed her. And I promise you, as the day is long, the insurance company for the trucker called me up and said, I understand you were a witness. Yep. What did you see? I told him. I said, yeah. And he said, well, our trucker said this. That's not right. Here's what's right. Wasn't this lady's fault. It was the trucker's fault. Here's what he clearly did wrong. And I said, you look at the damage to the vehicles and tell me. You tell me. So you might think about that next time you witness an accident. If we all help each other, we can get along a little bit better. I don't think she would have had such an easy time with her claim, but it took an hour and a half to wait. You wait for the police. Sometimes you say, well, Gary, they just say they're not coming. They're not going to come. Right, that's true. They're too busy. And I think there's certain parts of Denver, I could be wrong on what I'm about to say, but I think certain parts of Denver, they don't even send a police officer to accidents anymore. Right? Exchange information, wrap it up best you can, have a nice day, wish you all the best, adios, arrivederci, goodbye, I'm Vitor Sane, see you later. So there are things that you can do if the police aren't going to come. There are things that you should do if the police are not going to come. Part of that, what I'm talking about right there, is going to be part of our show next week on Car Accidents 101 Part 38. You know, when the police don't show up, what exactly do you have to do? I mean, if it's a snow day, a little bit different game plan. If it's just a regular weather day, still a bad accident or an accident, different game plan. Right? The point is, you just see, you need a legal game plan even at the point of the accident. It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my head. This is not your area. You know, I go to my car guy because I'm not a car guy. I go to my dentist because I'm certainly not one of those. Same thing with my doc, my PCP, right? Okay, our website, championsofthepeople.com. We're glad you were with us this morning. Our books are there, 10 of them, written on different injury subjects, work comp, hit and run, bad faith insurance practices, and on. They're free for you. And we do all of this because we are the champions of the people. We'll see you next week.